And now, sounds like a good time.
Is that okay? Or do you want to
Well, also, if you sign up online, it's good, but if you can't over here, then you can do
so. Okay, sounds good. And just as a reminder, too, everybody's welcome. You got friends, neighbors, bring them on, the more the merrier.
Women.
The men can figure something out on Saturday. We can go do something fun. Okay, so now that we're clarified that women's conference is for women, it's amazing you have to clarify stuff like that to these last few days. Next thing is we have our sign-up sheet out there in the foyer. As some of you know, that Sandy is going through some difficulties right now, and she's got some health issues, been in and out of the hospital, trying to get healthy enough so where she can have hip surgery and hopefully get out of the pain she's in. So the church has got a sign-up sheet for meals. And so we're not going to be providing them every single day, but I think every other day. If you want to sign up for one of our slots, it's out there on the board, and that will be taken to Nelda's house. I don't know if we have the address on there. It's a 551 Creighton, just over here in the Bellevue area. So if anybody wants to sign up for that, you're welcome to, and I'm sure it would be a blessing to them and take a little burden off of them. And then please don't forget to pray that the Lord just have mercy on you and give her the physical things that she needs to be able to have the surgery and to get back up to normal. Church picnic coming up sometime this month, the 28th of April, so towards the end of April. So start training for that and be prepared. We've got church picnic coming up. We're all hanging out here at the church, and then have an early supper for those that are at the picnic. And about 4:30 or so. It's a good time. And this time, I think the church will be providing the meat. You just bring your own side dishes for your family. And what's that? And your side dish, if you bring a side dish, you can't have it. It's goes in the. It just bumps into big crack for anybody. Okay, got that clarified. I'm really trying not to screw up these announcements. I slandered Stephen so much the other time. And I'm trying to keep this on an even keel. But some good news. I went and looked, and it looks like our beta bird singing is, our tiny group singing is back. We got a little bit of trim work to do. The guys have been working really hard. Our contractors, and we thank God for them. They've been doing a really good job. We're getting close. We're getting real close. We've got some trim work to do, and a little bit more carpentry here and there. We've got some painting, and then we've got carpet to buy and to install. That's basically it. Yeah. We do have another snag. We have those of you that have looked on the overhead thing that we published, that big picture, you notice that there's big streaks in there. We're going to redo those. When we jacked up out of the trusses and put them back to their normal condition, it kind of jacked our roof around a little bit, so we also are going to have about $2,500 worth of roof repair to do to get that fixed up. So we still need your trucks. We still need our help needing the expenses to get this final push done. But then, close your word, and we're done, and we're back in there. So what it's going to do is we're going to probably have an issue because we're used to being in here so tight, so close, so intimate, that it's going to seem like, we're real. So what we're going to do to accommodate that, to alleviate that, is we're going to get you to bring as many people as you can to church. And that way we don't feel like it's so big in here. But we're excited to get back in, and we're just so thankful. This could have been a disaster, but the Lord just reached out for us. He helped us. He just had mercy on us. It's done. It's certified. So it's a certified repair. We feel really, really good about it. So we're thanking God for that. Anybody you come today prepare to be baptized. Anybody today? Okay. We'll have some special music, and then I believe Brother Bill is going to come bring your message this morning.
Actually, some of you guys have been studying what the Word of God is with the kids, and we're just going to show you guys some of them when they